Who caught the last fish you bought for dinner? If it came from Pacific Northwest waters, the fisherman was very likely a man. Commercial fishing remains a male-dominated profession in the Northwest, but research by Oregon State University and a federal agency shows evolution in women's roles in the industry. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Newport, Oregon.
Sarah Scamser has worked in or around commercial fishing for nearly her entire adult life. In her early 20s, she arrived on the Oregon coast and collected her first paychecks salmon fishing and crabbing in local waters. Then Scamser asked for jobs on bigger boats, home ported in Newport, better pay and bigger adventure and all. But none of those skippers would hire her.
No, they said no. I know you could do the job. Gosh, you're probably stronger than me. I don't think my wife would like it. I would feel terrible if you got hurt on my boat.
This was in the early 1980s. To this day, in the Pacific Northwest, the dangerous work of hauling in the catch is overwhelmingly performed by men. Women hold fewer than 4% of the commercial fishery licenses issued by the Oregon and Washington State Departments of Fish and Wildlife. But pull back the lens a little bit, and there's evidence of change. Scamser provided one of many oral histories that formed the basis of a research project on the role of women in the Northwest commercial fishing industry. Study co-author Flaxen Conway of Oregon State University says women are playing a larger role on the regulatory and business side.
I think that if you look at the scientist, you look at the processing, you look at the marketing. So once you broaden that out to fisheries in general, then you're really, I would absolutely say there's more women in science positions and management positions than there have been in my career, my 27-year-long career.
One of Conway's takeaways was that the traditional behind-the-scenes role of a fisherman's wife has become an increasingly complex and critical job. Tonette Dixon can vouch for that. She comes from a four-generation fishing family in Newport. At a local coffee house, Dixon told me how she started in the family business by helping with net preparation at age 8. She went to sea in Alaska right after high school.
Being out there on the ocean was exciting. It matured me. It was a great experience.
In her early 20s, she got married.
He was a fisherman, which I said I would never marry.
Shortly before, Dixon turned down her grandfather's offer to run her own boat. Life at sea didn't fit with her vision of motherhood.
I wanted to have kids. And, you know, it's really hard unless you have a family boat. There's tuna boats where families take their kids out, you know, during their season or seiners. But, you know, that wasn't what I was going to do.
Dixon remains deeply involved in the business. On shore, she manages the family's current 63-foot fishing boat, the payroll, bills, hiring and firing of crew, maintenance, and staying on top of the permits and quotas. She also serves as vice president of the Newport Fishermen's Wives organization. The nearly 50-year-old group now includes female scientists, boat owners, a fisheries attorney, and a hospital staffer. That frozen-out deckhand we met a few minutes ago, she has a seat at that table, too. Sarah Scamser founded a successful fishing net and gear company with her husband, and she still deals with some of the fishermen who wouldn't hire her decades ago.
Bottom line of all of that is that I invoice those people now. And occasionally there's a large invoice, and I just look at them. I just give them the look like, probably should have hired me, would have gotten that for free. But
I'm Tom Bonsi in Newport, Oregon.